Gemara she yesterday, we're going to start with the machlekes here in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yudalin and Simrei Shayin Aleph. Who has to drink? Now, the assumption usually is that we have one person holding the cup, making kiddush. He's going to be called the Mekadesh. That's the assumption we're working with here in the Shulchan Aruch. And we're also talking about where he is trying to be Moitzi, what we call the Mesubin, the people are eating with him. So we have the Mekadesh and the Mesubin. Okay, and then we'll say that there's another group of people, we'll call them the third-party people. They weren't part of the Kiddush, but they happened to be there. So first, the Shulchan Aruch starts off in Sif Yudalid by bringing Machlekes, whether or not we add together a bunch of people who are Mesubin, a bunch of people who are listening to the Kiddush, their sips that they add together to get to the Shir Balo Lugmov, which we said is most of a revius. The first opinion says that no, if the person himself, the Mekadesh, is not going to drink, then one of the Mesubin has to drink the whole Malo Lugmov. And the Mishnah Brura says, before I get there, the Shulchan Aruch, so the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch says that we can combine different people there, a bunch of sips, and that will make a shear. The Mishnah Brura says that b'di'eved, we do rely on that opinion, and we can add together a bunch of different mesubin, the sips of a bunch of different mesubin. Mishnah Brura points out that other people, third-party people, will not work. So again, the best is for the Mekadesh to drink the wine of Kiddush. And the reason why it's the best for the Mekadesh himself to drink it, it's because the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion of the Ga'onim. The Ga'onim say that you have to be the one who drinks it, and the Shulchan Aruch says that's roi. It's proper to worry about that, so it's proper to be yotzei the Ga'onim. So the Mekadesh really is the one who's supposed to drink it, but if he's not going to drink it, then the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch says that somebody else, one of the other Mesubin, has to drink the whole Malo Lugmov. And the second opinion, which Mishnah Brura says we can rely on, says that if a bunch of people sip it together and it becomes roi v'revius, then it could be yotze like that. Mishnah Brura points out, if you're going to pass this along from person to person, make sure you do it fast enough because you're supposed to drink it in a certain amount of time. B'di'evin, the worst case scenario is kedei achilas pras. Let's say we'll put it for Kiddush D'oraisa as 2 minutes. We learn a lot more about hachas brachas than we do about Kiddush. It says as follows, that if you make Kiddush, both brachas, and then you stopped and you spoke, so the lacha is that you have to make the Bayer Pri Hagafen again. You don't have to make Kiddush, the whole Kiddush again, but you have to make the Bayer Pri Hagafen again. Or if the cup spilled, mishpach, if it spilled and you didn't taste from it, then also they'll have to bring you another cup and you'll have to make Bayer Pri Hagafen again, but you won't have to make Kiddush again. So the Mishnah Brura points out a lot of different points over here. First of all, in Sif Katan Ayin Hey, he points out that if you spoke about something that's related to the Kiddush or to the Suda, you don't have to repeat the Bayer Pri Hagafen, and you're allowed to drink even though you spoke. Second, Mishnah Brura has a long arichas explaining that if you had in mind to drink more wine or grape juice, whatever you're drinking with the same bracha Bayer Pri Hagafen, you had in mind to drink more, not just what you were holding, even if it's not in front of you, even if it's in the kitchen or the fridge, it doesn't make a difference. But if you thought about it and you dropped it, you don't make another bracha. You'll just go and without making a hefsik, you'll take some of the other wine you had in mind to drink. This is important hilchos brachos in general. If you have, let's say, a bunch of apples or maybe nuts, you pick up a nut. It's also it's like an apple. I was thinking of a nut. It's a little smaller. Sometimes the person might make the bracha and then accidentally drop the nut, drops the almond or whatever nut he's eating, not a peanut, that's adama, but if he a nut that he wanted to eat, drops out of his hands. But in front of him, he was planning a bunch of nuts. You know, there's some pistachios and walnuts and apples also. It doesn't make a difference as long as it's the same bracha. He was planning on eating from this trail mix, and the actual one that he dropped, the one they made the bracha on, he dropped. So he should go ahead quickly and take one of the other ones. That's how the way the Ramah, Ashkenaz, and Paskin. That's with Ashkenaz and Paskin. And that would be the truth here as well for the case of the wine. As far as Kiddush, the reason why you don't repeat Kiddush, if the wine spills or you don't drink it, is simply because there's a halacha you have to make kiddush over wine, and you did that, you didn't drink it, but you made the kiddush over the wine, that's okay. However, if you notice right before you're going to drink that it's actually not wine, it's water, you made a mistake, you poured water in your kiddush cup instead of wine, then you didn't make kiddush over wine, and you will have to make kiddush again. The Mishnah Berurah does point out that if there is wine on the table, lefanof, on the table, here it's not going to help if it's in the kitchen, but if there's wine on the table, then the kiddush would work on that wine as long as you had in mind to drink more. If you had in mind that you're going to take more of that wine, then the kiddush works on the bottle that's on the table, even though you're not holding it. That's a big kiddush. It's the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkatin Ayin Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah also points out, and have a little bit of a nafkamina between the Yekesh and Minag we spoke about yesterday and everyone else, if they wash your hands before Kiddush, so the Yeks who wash their hands before Kiddush, if they're going to end up realizing it's water, not wine, so they don't have to make Kiddush again because they can rely on the challah, they can rely on the bread. As you know, b'di'eved, you can make Kiddush on bread. Now, that's only going to work for the Yeks, who said I might see already, but the Mishnah Berurah says that for Ashkenaz, the rest of the Ashkenazim, not the Yekes, who make Kiddush and then wash, so it's not going to help. If you make Kiddush, you didn't wash yet, and ended up being water, you can't rely on the bread because you didn't even wash yet. So that is another nafkamina that comes out between the Yekesh Minig and our Minig, where we only wash our hands after Kiddush. That's an interesting halacha, which is that it depends what the listeners have in front of them, if they're going to drink their wine, their grape juice, before the Mekadesh. Mekadesh finishes his bracha, he's about to drink. What about everyone who's sitting there, they have a little bit of a cup of wine in front of them, can they quickly drink it? So the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch does say that it's okay for them to drink before the Mekadesh, as long as it's not a kois pagum, I mean, they didn't sip it before. Sometimes kids like to sip their drinks before the kiddush is over. In such a case, then they really should not be drinking it, but they're tanim anyways, so I don't know how much they're going to listen. So if it's a kois pogum that they drank from the cup already, or that they need the wine from the Mekadesh because they didn't have wine ready in front of them, in those two scenarios, then they're supposed to wait for the Mekadesh to drink first. But otherwise, it's okay for them to drink. And Sif Yud Zayin also explains further that we only need the Mekadesh to give his wine to them if they have a kois pogum. If they don't have a kois pogum, if they have a regular cup that was not drunken from before, it doesn't have to be a kiddush cup, it could be a regular plastic cup with just a little bit in it. The point being is that that wine is fine. That wine is considered wine that is allowed to be drunken for kiddush. Shmuel Tzion does point out that if the listeners drink straight from the Mekadesh's cup, that's okay. Even though normally we don't want to drink from a kois pogum, the actual cup that was used for Kiddush is okay for everyone to drink from it, and that's going to be Torah Lechatchila. But if he is going to end up pouring from his cup to their cups, he should make sure to pour from his cups to their cups before he drinks. Okay, that's all the Shaar Tzion. If he drinks from its pogum, once he pours the pogum into a different cup, it's not okay, but if they drink the actual cup you make Kiddush on, then it is okay. So next time, we'll start the next siman.